David Kottner of New Jersey Future says communities aren't prepared to deal with more frequent flooding from a rise in sea level and more intense tropical storms. He says we can't keep rebuilding in flood zones if we want resilient communities with sustainable tax bases.
In Toms River, the valuation of land and buildings in the 1% flood zone, that's the 100-year flood zone, is worth a staggering $4.7 billion, encompassing one-third of their entire land area. What happens to their tax base when those properties are underwater?
Environmental advocates are calling for the state to be more aggressive in encouraging development of renewable energy sources to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. In Lavalette, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.